Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on Empire Radio.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Maggie Valley, North Carolina. She's a Healing Touch practitioner apprentice. You can reach out to her via her website, Healing Touch, Healing Touch River, Healing Touch NC. Oh, that's what it is. Healing Touch NC River.com. Sorry about that. Again, Healing Touch, N is in North, C is in Carolina, River.com, or give her a call, 417-331-9126. How about a nice round of applause for our guest, Jerry Ann McDermott? Jerry Ann, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thank you. It's a beautiful day in the mountains.
Yeah.
Enjoying cool weather.
Yeah, it's kind of nice up here in New York as well. I will say that. It's a little cooler than I would expect for August, but a lovely day nonetheless. Now, Jerry Ann, can you do me a favor and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do as a Healing Touch practitioner apprentice?
Okay, I've been a registered nurse for 30 years. I have a strong background in the sciences with a bachelor's in biology. And I have my master's in nursing education, and I have taught nursing in a couple different places. And as I've gone back into the hospitals with students and teaching them in their clinicals, I have found that as nurses, we have become more and more removed from our ability to spend time with our patients, our clients, with hands-on work. And so that's led me to in this direction of Healing Touch. And Healing Touch is a complementary medicine. It's supported by evidence-based research and helps our bodies to heal itself and promote wellness.
Right.
It's energy-based medicine, and it's has several accreditations. One of the only Western medical accreditations for energy medicine, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Right.
And
go ahead. Hello?
Just honored to be part of it and to be with you today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I was going to say, being an RN, you've been knee-deep for, what is it, like 30 years, you said, in terms of being an RN?
Yes, sir.
You know, so in terms of the traditional quote-unquote medicine that everybody knows, you've been doing it. You've been there for, like you said, about 30 years, and this now you've noticed, you know, over the course of that time, you noticed you're spending less time with patients, you know, things kind of took a turn for you, and you discovered that this was another way that you can use your expertise and your exposure to these people, you know, people that come in for help, to kind of help them heal.
That's right. I have a great deep respect for our Western medicine paradigm, and what Healing Touch is just adds to that ability to do everything that we can to help people reach their highest state of wellness while we're here on Earth.
Right, and you're not advocating for people to stop, you know, stop seeing your doctor, stop doing this, stop taking your medicine. You're not saying that.
No, in fact, we are considered a complementary, quote, medicine, so we hopefully complement what is going on with the person's world in terms of how their doctor's treating them, what their therapist is saying, what their massage person is doing. So ideally, we all work together to promote wellness and help heal people from disease. And from a healing touch standpoint, from an energy standpoint, we use disease to point us towards where we need to focus our energy.
Right.
And now, so what is in the name? Because that's in the name of your, you know, of your company, Healing Touch River, and of course HealingTouchNCRiver.com, your website as well. What does that mean for people? Like, what is healing touch? Is it an invasive kind of thing, or how does that work?
Well, the easiest way to describe energy medicine is to do it by analogy. So when I'm talking about doing energy work, I'm looking at energy as something in our bodies that is flows like a river.
Mm-hmm.
When we're healthy, when we're in our natural whole state, the energy of our body flows like a beautiful river. So if you walk into a room, say, and there's a couple in there that are having an argument.
Right.
Most of us, many of us, you walk in and you're like, whoa. Turn around it and walk out, right?
Yeah, you can tell that. You can say that again.
The energy in the room is kind of negative or intense. And so, or maybe you know that there's an argument going on in that room. And you want to bring some light and good energy in. So you come in smiling and you talk about, you know, something positive. So energy is a very real thing that operates in our lives on every level. Everything has energy. Food has energy. Animals have energy. Trees and mountains. So it's what we're made of. It's what the planet is made of on a basic science physics level.
Right.
Which is where I come from as a healing touch professional. I have a strong scientific background. So I look at the physics of, okay, what is this energy stuff that they're talking about
right.
and that they want me to with people?
Okay, and what did you find when you started looking into that? Because, again, you know, like you said, you have a scientific background and a scientific brain, you know, of course, being a nurse and everything. You know, things have to be there for you to, you know, kind of see it and prove it to you. So how do you go about, you know, rectifying that in your head, wrapping your head around it and be like, okay, you're talking about energy, but I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't, you know what I mean?
Well, that's interesting you've asked me that, Rick, because today I was thinking what I would really like to share some with our listeners is how do we measure energy, how do we assess energy, and so on some energetic level, you got that message and are asking me this question because we didn't have time to talk earlier.
Now you're freaking me out there, Jerry Ann.
Hey! And so when someone comes to me as to just maybe see what Healing Touch is uh-huh. or they have a problem and then they want to see if this will do anything, I will take a full medical history and also an energetic history in terms of things that have happened in their lives that might be settled in their field. So I go a lot. It's a partnership. We work together to help them towards wellness. And so I take a full written thing, we talk, and then the person will, we go into a room, and really healing touch can be done anywhere, anytime, any place, any body position. People leave their clothes on. Most people take their shoes off and lie down on the table here.
Right.
I begin to do an energy assessment. And so what that involves, and I'm telling you, like, all my secrets here, okay? what an energy assessment involves is taking with my hand, you know, and going over their energy field, which is surrounds our body in seven levels, in fact, and feeling for anything that feels cold or hot or thick or dark or, you know, just whatever I can feel in that field.
So you can actually go ahead and, you know, kind of pass your hands over somebody and feel where somebody feels, you know, warmer and cooler and stuff like that? Is that what you're saying?
It is what I'm saying. And I also will say I come to this work with a strong background in nursing where I'm used to walking in a patient's room and knowing, you know, a lot about that person just by how they're acting, how they're talking, if they look me. You know, you can tell so much about a person's energy state by just what, you know, what's going on a real physical level. And so, yes, feeling the field is a practice thing. It's not something, you know, that I have naturally, but it's something that we can all do. Anyone can do this work. And the more you practice it, as with anything in life, the more you are tuned into the sensitivity.
Right. Now, when somebody walks in, can you actually see, even before you've started talking with them, maybe you've never met them before, and they come in for the first time, can you actually see, like, you know, if they've got bad energy, like there's something definitely going on here?
We can talk about different senses.
Right.
People have an aura, have an energy aura. There are different colors of auras, different levels. So there is that aspect of energy work. And again, that's a practice thing.
Right.
So you can learn so much. And then we also use other tools like to measure chakra energy. And so chakras are basically a chakra is an energy center in our bodies. And chakras sort of have a connotation in our culture of being associated with other religions or strange practices. But when we talk about chakras and healing touch, we're talking about just we have these energy centers in our body, and they're associated with different parts of the body, different organs, different levels of mental, spiritual, emotional states. And so we can look at those by using a pendulum, like a crystal pendulum kind of thing, to measure those chakras.
Right.
So it's an amazing thing. Anyone can take a pendulum and do this. It's not a big secret, strange thing. It's actual. This energy is moving or it's not moving, and so we use all the information that we can to get the biggest picture of what this person.
Now, when you say energy is moving and not moving, does that mean you're able? How do you go about? You know, I'm trying to phrase this the right way so it makes the most sense. How do you go about getting that energy to move again?
Well, and that's what healing touch is all about. So if we can identify these areas, and sometimes the person will just say, you know, it's, they can put their hand on it and say, you know, if you could do something right here. And someone asks for that, you know, we're going to work in that area. But what then we do, the person's lying down, they're relaxed, they're comfortable, and we have a whole, four healing touch program books that tell me and teach me all of the healing touch techniques, the energy techniques that we can use in different situations based on what's going on to try to get that energy moving. And so a lot of it is over the body, around the body, like in the air just above the body and what we call the etheric field, which is the closest energy field to the body. There's also light touch things that we do, just connecting energy from, you know, the bottom up or top down. So there are many different techniques based on what's going on. Does that help?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing. I think, you know, that people don't realize that this stuff is out there, that they can actually, you know, reach someone like you and utilize it and you know, kind of get that, like you said, it's getting that energy moving again and the healing that they need. And it's complementary. You're not saying, you know, give up what you're doing, you know, with the doctor if you've got a heart issue or cancer or something like that. Well, you're saying, you know what, this can be a complement to it. This can help aid that, maybe speed things up, maybe make it easier for you, right?
Exactly. If we can help bring our bodies, heal our energy moving in areas where it's clogged or stopped for whatever reason, like an injury or an illness, then it helps our body to heal itself. And there's quite a bit of research to show that is effective for that.
Right.
Through my website, there is a link to Healing Touch Program, which has a lot of information about research for listeners that are interested. But yeah, Rick, it really does come down to, so there's so many things out there now. And I live near Asheville, which is sort of a energy medicine center. I'm kind of outside about 40 miles, and so there's not as much in my area. But where does a person... How do we decide what to do? Where do we spend our dollar, right?
And right.
I've had people call me and say, well, you know, I have this much money. Should I go get a massage or should I come to you? And, of course, you know, I say, oh, absolutely, come to me. Really what I say is, you know, that's your choice. But here are some things and I actually work out of a massage studio, Massage by the Lake.
Right.
At Lake Geneva with Jenny Burgess, who I highly recommend. She's my massage therapist. But massage therapists typically are working like on the body. And the farther out that you can go in your work, the more effect you can have on the entire being, the holistic person.
Right.
That's the idea of Healing Touch is, and it's amazing to see the effects that you can have short and long term.
Right. And again, we're talking to Jerry Ann McDermott. She is the owner at Healing Touch. HealingTouchNCRiver.com. Go to that website, HealingTouchNCRiver.com, or give her a call, 417-331-9126. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to delve into a little bit about the overlap between, you know, what we were just talking about, the overlap between traditional and the medicine, you know, the energy medicine as well, okay?
Great.
We'll delve into that and a whole lot more next with our guest, Jerry Ann McDermott.
On a Cape Cod shore, 16 striped bass fish and a horseshoe crab were found dead, killed by a harmful algal bloom. The town blamed excessive lawn fertilizer for polluting the water. They restricted lawn fertilizing to once a year. The state overruled, mandating five times a year. Though the striped bass died on a Falmouth shore, fertilizer pollution is a national problem, clogging our waterways. If you believe in our rights to clean water and beaches, if you want to stop the killing of fish by excessive fertilizer, please join with us. Make a donation for responsible stewardship. Acting together, we can have clean beaches and more fish. Please visit www.donateforoceans.org. That is www.donate4oceans.org.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclobella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclobellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclobella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclobella Italia. Email Joe at cyclobellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclobella Italia. Ride, eat, drink.
Lit.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on Empire Radio.
And welcome back to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable. And yes, I'm your host. And again, we are sitting with Jerry Ann McDermott. She is the Healing Touch practitioner apprentice based out of Maggie Valley, North Carolina. If you're in her area, of course, you can give her a call, 417-331-9126, or go to the website healingtouchncriver.com. That's Healing Touch, N as in North, C as in Carolina, river.com. Or, like I mentioned, 417-331-9126. Again, a round of applause for Jerry Ann, and thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jerry Ann. And again, you're kind of a different kind of breed here, Jerry Ann. I got to tell you, because you know, when you talk about energy healing and stuff, not a lot of people that are practitioners of this, you know, come from a medical background such as yourself. You know, so there's that overlap where I think it gives you that unique perspective to see the difference and see how it can help and how it can and really expedite things, right?
I strongly believe that my background in nursing gives me sort of a hands up on this type of work, but I also, you know, would say that it's accessible to anyone that's interested. So if you're a person who is a touchy feely person in life who finds himself reaching out,
mm-hmm.
For example, my son. He does paintless dent removal. So he's one of these people that if he's around you, you want him to put his hands on you. He just has this magnetism, and he's using all that energy to fix dents in cars, and he's incredible at that. But if you're a person who has that ability, who wants to reach out and touch someone, learn this work because it's powerful and you can do so much good.
Right.
For people in your life.
And some of the areas that you worked in your nursing career, that includes spinal cord injury and rehab at the VA, correct?
Yes, it is. That was my first job as a nurse. I wish I had stayed in the VA. I would be retired as a rich woman by now. But even still, I would be doing this work.
Right.
That's amazing work. But yes.
Now let me ask you that. With that in mind, have you done any energy healing with veterans?
Yes, I have, actually. My husband, who passed away recently, was a veteran, and I worked quite a bit with him. But not specifically in that area. There are actually a study that I was reading recently about using energy medicine for PTSD,
right,
and post-traumatic stress, and it can be very effective to help work through and just release the energy, you know, what it's doing to our physical body as
right.
well as emotional.
That's another thing that people should keep in mind. You know, if you're considering, okay, you know what, I heard her talking. I mean, yeah, I guess I could. Will it work for me kind of thing? And when you mention PTSD, there are different types of, you know, let's face it. It's not just for people that have been in war, but in very stressful situations that, you know, it could be the passing of a loved one. It could be a very, you know, violent car accident. It could be anything like that that can give you a level of PTSD that you can address with this.
Yes, and what I would add to that whole thought there is we, like, if you come to me in grief or maybe someone is dying, Healing Touch is wonderful for someone who's in the dying process to help release and let go and move on. But not only, you know, will we do the work together, but I will teach you things. Any Healing Touch good practitioner will teach you ways to heal yourself with energy work on yourself.
lots of several really practical things that we can do in our own lives just to get our energy moving first thing in the morning. And so my goal is that you don't need me anymore. And so
you won't hear a lot of doctors say that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You know? Now let me ask you this, because we're running out of time, but I wanted to get this in. I wanted to ask you about, you know, as part of that as well, you know, you talk about medication, because, again, you come from the Western side, which is very reliant on medication. Have you seen any advantage to people that come to you to start doing some healing work, and all of a sudden the medication seems to be less and less?
You know, I have, and some people, like, I have people who come to me that really don't believe in it. Like, they're kind of there to, you know, to, like, prove that they were right and it's stupid, you know, and doesn't work.
Right.
They keep coming back because for some reason they're noticing they're not taking as much pain medicine to control this pain that they've had for however long. So it's very practical, and, you know, ideally, Barbara Brennan, who has written several books on energy work, she talks about ideally all health practitioners learn at least how to assess an energy field so that it's just more information that we have that we can use to help people get better.
Right.
And the other thing I should say, when I was telling you about how what we do in a session is the very first thing I do before I touch anybody is I go stand in the corner and I center myself. I get my energy moving from the center of the earth to the tops of the heavens through my body and through my hands so that I can be the most effective for whatever that person's energy field is needing on an energy level. So, that was a little aside, and I got off track there, but I wanted to mention...
That's okay.
I just wanted to be sure and say to, you know, reach out and touch someone to kind of feel like... I think that's a phone marketing.
Yeah, it used to be a phone marketing slogan. Yeah. Reach out and touch someone. And now, these days, you'd get arrested for that. But you mean it in the best way possible, Jerry Ann.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Again, we've been talking to Jerry Ann McDermott. She is the Healing Touch Practitioner Apprentice based out of Maggie Valley, North Carolina. What's the name of the studio you work at again?
Massage by the Lake at Lake Genaluska.
Lake Genaluska, and that's in North Carolina. So reach out. You can see Jerry there live and in person, or reach out to her by phone, 417-331-9126, or better yet, go to her website, healingtouchncriver.com. That's Healing Touch, N as in North, C as in Carolina, river.com, or give her a call, 417-331-9126. Again, Jerry Ann, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure talking with you.
You
have
too.
A wonderful day.
You too. And we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on Empire Radio.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.